On this week's episode, the crew of Let's Eat will be enjoying authentic Mexican cuisine with Taco Dico. We'll be joining you live with our guests, Orlando and Alexander Flores, owners, operators of Taco Dico, located in Maryville. I just love Mexican food, so I asked the Flores brothers to visit and introduce the region to their original Carla Taco and quesadillas. Listen in as they take us through their menu of Latin flavors. Call in 769-9577, join the conversation, and have a chance to win a gift card from Taco Dico, located in Maryville. If you're tired of the same Mexican food, let us add a new restaurant to your Rolodex. Tune in Friday at 3 o'clock for Let's Eat with Orlando, Alexander, and me, Chef Nick, as we eat Carla Tacos with Taco Dico on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. Call in and join the fun. Yasu! It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners in Northwest Indiana and the whole region. And you know what? They're joining us on a beautiful day here. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. And today's an exciting, tasteful, the studio smells terrific. We're just going to have a great taco day.
I like it, Nick. It's a Friday. Normally I'm used to, Taco Tuesday. I eat tacos a lot, so every day is Tuesday for me. So, you're right. It smells great in here, and it's kind of weird. It's a, it's like 70 degrees,
it's
partly sunny skies. It feels like good football weather for a Friday, and here we are in the middle of the summer.
Eating tacos,
man.
You know what? I just wish we were outside. That's how beautiful it is.
I know.
Yeah, it's just
I'll find the guy that runs the station. I'll yell at him.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, that's Tom Maloney here. He's vice president of operations.
He's in trouble.
President of operations here at Lakeshore Public Radio, and he's sitting in for Sharon Jackson. And I'm Chef Nick, and today we have two special guests here from Taco Depot. Usually we take a vehicle to go visit them, but the food is so good that I asked them to hurry up to come to the studio. I'm not going anywhere, and we're going to sit here and eat some Carla tacos and some Carla quesadillas. And if you want to join us, it's 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a chance to win a gift card, a delicious gift card. You can't eat it.
Can't eat the gift card.
No, Nick, but you can. Just, but the gift card will get you to something that's really delicious, and that's the Taco Depot over in Maryville. And I want to introduce you to Orlando and Alex, the brothers. Go ahead, Orlando. Say hello.
How's
to
it
the
going, guys?
Public. How you doing?
Here live from Lakeshore Public Radio, and then on the Taco Depot,
and we got Alex over here.
Alex, how's everybody doing? Nice.
And you know what's funny is when last time I seen you, we were doing a taping of Friends and Neighbors.
Yeah.
And you guys look totally different than that.
Definitely.
Yeah, something about when you're in the kitchen, you take on a whole different persona than when you come here and you're nice and dressed. You smell like cologne. Your hair's all nice compared to. I even told you, Alex, when I seen you, I said, "Wow, you don't even look like the same guy as on the kitchen
without the hairnet." You know the greasy apron. Yeah,
completely different. So we got a caller?
Nope, no caller yet.
But to inform the people out there, we did a Friends and Neighbors segment that'll be airing in early September, so everyone has to watch for that. And that's when I got introduced to the Carla Taco. We're going to talk about the Carla Taco, but you guys have a bunch of other stuff, too, that we're going to talk about. And they brought plenty of samples back here. So if you go onto our Facebook, you can see all the food they brought in. The problem is you can't taste it. And that's the problem.
We can.
But
they can't.
So
I taste it every day.
So Orlando, give us a little background about yourself.
Yeah, so I've actually been in the restaurant industry for about 20. Started at the age of 13 as a busboy, and kind of just kept it rolling. 2011, me and my brother Alex and our father started the Taco Depot, and it's been 10, 11 years that we perfect everything we do. Every day we strive to get better, make sure everybody's happy. Yeah, so for the most part, I'm the taco man. Everybody knows me as a taco man. Everywhere I go, it's a taco man. Everywhere I go, Wisconsin Dells, I'll be 4 hours away, and it's like, hey, it's a taco man.
Alex, tell us a little bit of background about yourself.
Oh, well, I'm the chef behind everything. Right. I'm more in the in the back and backstage. So I'm not many people know me, but obviously in the flavor, that's where.
That's how everybody knows me that way.
Yeah,
we're both family men. I have 5 kids. Alex has one and one on the way.
One on the way, yep.
Okay. So what is your role, Orlando?
I basically am the general manager. For the most part, I concentrate on advertising. I'm always making videos, promotions. That's why everybody's always seeing all the commercials on Facebook, Instagram. I'm relentless on it. And for the most part, scheduling.
Payroll.
Changing the menu.
None of that has to deal with tacos.
Shopping.
Like come on.
Alex, what's your role in the whole operation?
My role is just to make sure, we're stocked on everything. I order everything. I make the rice, the barbacoa,
Now we're talking.
He's like the chef.
I just got to make sure we have everything tasting how it's supposed to, and make sure, we don't run out.
Okay, where's your location at?
851 West 57th Avenue in Maryville, Indiana. Just actually a few blocks over from Broadway, right off of 61st Avenue. We have a small dining room now. And for the most part, mostly carry out, call in. We're on Uber Eats, DoorDash.
Grubhub.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so, for the most part, we've been in Maryville for 11 years. We were actually right next door to Sheffield's, right by the mall for 5 years before we moved to the location we're at now.
Okay, what made you guys move?
Because
everyone thinks by the mall is the place, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And that's not the case at all.
We were hidden. We were, in the back. We were still, ourselves new, trying, coming up with the... we're just new to the restaurant business, so we had to kind of just go as we learn.
Did you have the Carla taco at that time?
We did. We've actually been selling Carla tacos since when did your wife come? It's been 9 years, I want to say.
Yeah, around 2015, I believe.
14. Yeah, 14. So about eight, 9 years.
And we'll talk about how you came up with that. Tom, you got somebody on the line?
We do, yeah. We've got Brenda calling in from Portage. Brenda.
How are you, Brenda?
Hello, I'm good.
How's your day doing?
How are you guys? It's good.
Are you outside?
Yeah, I'm in the car.
Okay, and that's being partially outside.
Yeah.
So you got a question for the brothers here? The Flores brothers.
Not really a question, but, I live in Maryville, down the street, so I just want to say I love your restaurant. It's so cool.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
So, Brenda, what do you go there for? What do you like to get over there?
I like the mini burritos and the big boy. Really good.
Well, that's...
Awesome.
And the big boy's the burrito, right?
Yeah, we have 5 different size burritos.
It's
5 different.
Yep, 5 different sizes.
All right, explain the Brenda. We're gonna as Nick. I'll let you say adios to Brenda here.
Yeah, Brenda.
Thank
what
you,
we're
Brenda.
Gonna do, the guys gave me a gift card over here, and what we're gonna do is send you out a gift card to the Taco Depot in Maryville. And thanks for calling in.
Yeah!
And folks, that's good. I'm glad we made your day. That's great.
Thank you, Brenda.
It's that easy, just like Brenda. Just give us a call, 769-9577, 769-9577. And the Flores brothers have brought some gift cards here for you to try their whole menu over at the Taco Depot.
All right, but back to these 5 sizes of burritos?
Yep.
Five. What? Yeah. All right, let's hear them all. Smallest to biggest.
All right, the smallest is our mini burrito, which is a 4-inch burrito.
Okay, so it's about the size of every fish that I think I've ever caught in real life. All right.
Fish sticks.
Yeah, so that's just a little, get a little taste, And then next is our junior burrito, which is our 6-inch.
Okay.
And then from there is our
big
boy burrito, which is 8-inch. And then from there we have our Superman, which that one actually, that's...
Superman burrito,
yeah. That one actually, it's like another specialty we have that has 4 different kind of meats inside of it.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
What do you got in there?
It comes with our al pastor.
Okay.
It comes with our ground beef, our chicken, and our carne asada.
Wow. So all that's thrown, and that's the Superman. So that's, if I'm counting correctly, that's number four.
So number five is called the Challenger Burrito.
Okay.
Which is a replica of the Superman, but double the size, 20 inches long.
20 inches? How big a round is this thing?
How much does it weigh?
I want to say about 3 to 4 pounds. Wow. It used to be a challenge at our old location when we had the dining room, but we actually shrunk the burrito a little bit, dropped the price to about $22 compared to $30.
Okay.
So it's like everyday burrito, you know, meant to share between 2-3 people.
Yeah.
I say it is bulking even up to season. 4 people, yeah. It is bulking season. So
I guarantee it's a tough burrito to take down. The Superman alone is very hard to finish yourself. Challenger, it's a family burrito.
Oh, man. That's
So what region is your food from Mexico? Where? What
Guadalajara.
Region? And where's that located?
It's in the state of Jalisco. It's like maybe a little central kind of Mexico. It's like maybe 8 hours north from Mexico City.
What makes those flavors different than the rest of Mexico?
Where we're from, Jalisco, that's where mariachi was invented. Tequila was invented. I mean,
they didn't bring the tequila.
I don't see any tequila on the table here, guys.
No, we could drink.
We finished that before we got
Okay. So how did you come up with the Carla taco?
Actually, Alex's wife started making them.
It's Carla.
Okay. Yeah, her name is Carla. she's actually from Guadalajara, Mexico, and she was just making them for us. She was working with us at the restaurant, and she made them, and I added them to the menu, and they just kind of been snowballing.
And like, so, like a Carla taco, like I look at it in the pan, and it's almost like it's a small tortilla. What, probably about a 6-inch tortilla?
5-inch
tortilla. Tortilla. It looks like it's got some cheese and some chicken, and then it's just like
it's actually barbacoa.
Oh, is it barbacoa? Yeah, okay, it's barbacoa. And then so you're just cooking it, and you're just it looks like you're just frying it up, and that's it. But it's so good. What is the secret? Can we talk about the secret?
Definitely. Okay, yeah, definitely. Well, first the secret is the barbacoa meat. That's where we started off. You know, it takes around 4 to 5 hours. You know, we let it cook.
Let me ask you about the barbacoa. Are you actually doing head? I mean,
No.
Meat, what cut do you use?
We use inside round steak, and we use pork butt.
Okay, but traditionally it is?
It is the head. I mean, like a bunch of different like states, they have their own.
Some people make it out of goat meat.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they take out the jowls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you guys don't do that.
No,
I guarantee you won't find anybody else that uses a mixture of meat that we use. That's our own thing.
Like,
that's kind of, you know, like the reason it breaks the way that it breaks, or you know, it's not chewy, it's just perfect, is the blend of meat that we use. You know,
I can confirm it's perfect right now. I can confirm.
Go ahead.
Definitely, it's the meat. You know, that's where it all starts. From that same meat, when we take it out, you know, that's where we also use the dipping, the consomme, which is what it's called.
Consomme, like
It comes from the same thing. So after we take the meat out. And the same, the red sauce, that's like what we used to dip it to get that nice orangey color. It's from the same.
It's like the broth.
It's the fat that's
the runoff from the meat.
That's what rises to the top.
And so you use a braising pan probably, and you cook your meat, and then on the bottom it's got all the grease and all the fats. And do you scrape that and you create your own?
No,
juice
actually,
from it?
I use like a big. The one I have right now is it's a big 70-quart stock pot, and it's because we make a big batch.
So you boil it?
Yeah, we boil it.
Oh, okay. Yep. So you don't braise it?
No.
So now it makes sense. So you broil it.
So we broil it.
So you're making your own odd juice out of it.
Exactly. So whatever's left when we take the meat out, I still got to add, you know, a few ingredients for the consomme, which is a dipping sauce.
Can you tell us those ingredients?
Sure.
For a good price of about $1 billion.
So it's a secret family recipe for the barbacoa.
Okay.
All right. So you got the barbacoa. You throw the cheese. Explain the rest of the Carla taco then.
From like all those ingredients that comes from making the taco, like first you got to get the tortilla. You dip it into the fat that's on top, like the oil.
Yeah.
Mixed with some of the consomme.
So when you boil this. And you make your juice or your consomme, you actually skim off the fat off the top.
Yep, exactly.
And you're saving it.
Yeah, that's
so you're ladling it off the top.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Right on the check. But we also have to add more.
See, I get excited about that because I thought it was a little bit different. What do you do? I'm sorry.
So we actually have to add more fat on top of that
Okay.
To be able to make, because we saw, like I said, we saw a lot of tacos every day. So we make it a couple times a day before. Like I said, throughout the years, it's just we went from, you know, making it, 20 quarts in a day to now we make a 70-quart pot twice a day.
Yep. How many like Carla tacos are you selling every day?
Pretty close to 1,000 a day.
Is that crazy? 1,000
a day?
And tell us the story. Tell me the story.
Wait,
when you first started, how many do you used to sell when you first started? This is crazy.
8 years ago, maybe 20 a day.
What?
I know.
Maybe it went from 20 to 50 to 75 to 100.
What happened? How do you get from like 20 a day to 1,000 a day?
Well, everyone wants to know that
secret.
Social media.
Also, everybody comes back. Yeah. Everybody comes back.
Well, they're coming back now.
Thanks to Alex.
They're coming back around again.
And Alex is, he's relentless in the kitchen. I mean.
But also, like, you know, it also has to do with, we just made it better, you know. At first, we started off, it was good. Yeah. But, you know, we just kind of made it to a point where we can make it fast, good.
And
obviously,
crunchy.
Better, crunchy, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just perfected it.
Nice
yeah, we
it.
Just perfected
yeah.
it.
So when you dip this, it's a corn chow. You
yeah.
dip it, and then what do you do with it?
We put it on the grill.
Okay.
We let it get nice and crispy on one side, flip it.
Put some Chihuahua cheese on
Chihuahua
it.
Chihuahua cheese. If they like, because there's people that actually don't like the cheese. Because like the original way.
How can you not?
In Guadalajara, like that's the style that it is. They usually don't put cheese on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just a tortilla with meat.
Tortilla with the meat.
It's almost like a Texas.
Cilantro onion.
Yeah, it's almost like a Texas chili where it's just meat and a tomato
yeah.
sauce. You're like, what is this?
But Tom, what makes it even more special when we introduced you to was... The consomme.
The dip.
Yeah, the dip. I ate the first Carla taco, and then I had the quesadilla, and then you guys said, like, I was halfway through the quesadilla. This is the thanks I get.
By the way,
you might want to get the red sauce to dip it in. Okay. After I've already eaten, like, half of my food, sure. But, oh, man, it's a whole other world of flavor.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's totally different. It's like folks out there, think of a French dip. You're eating a French dip, and you're dipping it, and without dipping it, it doesn't quite taste the same, you know, as good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Carlos tacos is good by itself.
Oh, yeah.
But once you dip it, you just enhanced it.
It takes to another level, yeah.
Totally definitely. Different level. Folks, you're joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. This is Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Tom Maloney, we got Orlando and Alex from the Taco Depot out of Maryville, and they were kind enough to bring us some gift cards. And they're not little gift cards. They're a pretty good-sized gift card. So
they're like $22-pound. what is it? Superman?
Yeah, Challenger, Rudy Challenger.
Challenger. The challenge. They are like Challenger-esque gift cards.
Give us a call, 769-9577, 769-9577, and we'll send you out a gift card to Taco Depot.
Okay, so I got to say, the Carla Taco, those are great. Like I don't think I've ever seen anything like a Carla taco before at any Mexican restaurant, Spanish restaurant that I think I've ever gone to. The pizza quesadilla, where it's like okay. So folks, you think of like a pizza, right? It's big. It's 14 to 16 inches across. It's sliced, and you get like 8 to 12 slices of pizza, right? And
then
this is the same, but it's a quesadilla.
It's a Carla quesadilla.
Yep, with our barbacoa, cilantro, onion, melted cheese, and they come with dips.
Yeah, and it's Tom had that, and it just when you dip that flour shell, into that oil and grill it, Tom, it just changes the whole flour shell. It makes it flakier.
It does, yeah. There's something about it. It almost feels like you're eating like a croissant or a baklava.
Baklava,
something
like real flaky.
Flaky.
Yeah, so who came up with that twist on it? Because did you start with the Carla and the quesadilla, or did you just go with one and then you switched over?
We started off with the Carla tacos. The quesadilla was all actually my brother's idea right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we came up with them about 3 years ago. We actually got three different sizes now. Came up with just a personal one. That actually is what helped us blow up on social media. We got like close to 500,000 views.
What?
Almost 500,000 views. So, or actually, you know what? Also with the hot Cheeto, I don't remember which one, but with one I got like 250,000 views, and the other one I got like 500,000 views.
So let's talk about that, because I mean, you know, when you think of like a Mexican restaurant, it's like, you know, twofold. There's the local place, and there's like the chain, and you always want to go to the local place. You always want to find it. You got to know where it's at, you know, and it's one of those things where it's word of mouth. To get out there and let people know about it. How big of an impact has social media, has Facebook, has Instagram? What has that done for your restaurant business?
It has really enhanced it. I mean, just really got the word out there. People share it. We have a lot of top fans. We have that helps us spread the word. You know, people come in and then they go tell everybody. I mean, like I said, everywhere I go, it's a taco man. I love your Carla tacos. Everywhere I go, your Carla tacos are crazy. And there's a lot of people that are trying to copy us now a lot. I mean, I'm talking about there's like three or four different places in Maryville alone that are making tacos and quesadillas.
And I've tried them all, and they're obviously no comparison.
Obviously. Yeah. Obviously.
They might look like them. They don't taste like
them. Tom was talking about the social media. So when you were up by the mall, were you involved with the social media as much?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
So you definitely do see a big difference.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I kind of got off topic. But, social media really has like made a big impact. We boost a lot of posts. We people share it a lot, and it's just the key things, like, you know, a good camera, you know, good food, you know, something different that not everybody has, or, you know, stuff like that. Now we're on TikTok. We have sponsored ads on Instagram,
Taco Facebook. Depot on TikTok. I almost want to download TikTok just to see what that's like.
That's the only reason I have it,
too.
Oh,
man. It
really is.
Who came up with the name Taco Depot?
I did.
And how did you come around with that? Because you always see them, you know, all these fancy names that you can't even pronounce. But
Yeah, the reason we did that was, even though it was a controversy, big time, Alex is more of an authentic type of person.
Uh-huh. Well, your food's authentic.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, but the name, like, just like I used to tell him, I'd rather try to compete with Taco Bell, and not food-wise, but, I mean, I'd rather try to, you know, like, for example, I don't really like going to eat at places that I can't pronounce.
Okay.
Stuff like that. And, you know, just kind of straight to the point, straightforward. Taco
Depot. So you feel like it was too stuffy the other way.
Exactly. And it just sounds like every other place. I felt like in order to maybe be as big as I was thinking.
So you didn't want to be La Taco Taco Depot?
No, exactly.
El Taco Depot.
Yeah, if it was up to Alex, we'd probably be called El Guadalajara or something. Yeah, I'm still
probably.
So does your wife get any royalties off of this?
Yeah, she's actually a partner too.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she is.
I was just goofing around. I mean, she's a partner. She's your wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. She, same
my
as my wife.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's literally a family thing. It's thank God we're busy enough to... said my mom just retired. She actually makes our tamales now.
Uh-huh.
We have excellent tamales too. That's what
my wife loves. My wife loves.
I guarantee you, like, if you have our tamales, they're way different from any tamale you've ever had in Northwest Indiana.
So what else is on the menu apart from mouth-watering tamales, the Carla tacos,
the
Carla
burritos,
quesadillas, and the five sizes of burritos? Like, if I'm going to Taco Depot and, you know, whether I'm going at lunch, I'm going for dinner, I'm going on the weekend, what am I going to get? What's the food menu? What are the options like?
So I feel like the reason that we are as popular as we are is because we have a lot of diverse stuff. For example, you can come in and get a torta, which is like a Mexican sandwich that people love.
Mm-hmm.
Gorditas, tostadas, burritos.
Enchiladas.
But you could also switch it over and get some nachos made out of Doritos or Flamin' Hots with steak meat.
Oh, yeah.
Some nacho cheese. I mean, we kind of do
it
all.
Those are also big sellers right there.
Yeah. Our steak fries. People love our steak fries.
Tell us about that. You said that's your number four seller on the menu.
Number four seller. We have three different sizes. We have, so basically, it's a bunch of crispy French fries. Bunch of steak meat. Some people change it to chicken or beef.
Yep. Our carne asada is what makes it the best.
Then we put nacho cheese, melted chihuahua cheese, and then sour cream. And then we also have a supreme version where we add lettuce, tomatoes, cilantro, onion, jalapenos.
Yeah, I've always heard that referred to as like the Irish nacho because it's on
French
fries as opposed to
exactly
chips.
So and that's kind of our staple, or it was our staple for a long time. Now it's the Carla tacos. But we also have, like, walk-in tacos. Like I said, you know, we'll dump three bags of Doritos inside of a box, put some steak meat on it, some nacho cheese, and
Some of our Chihuahua cheese.
You know, I had, and I want the folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. We have gift cards to Taco Depot out in Maryville on 57th Street. And we have Alex and we have Orlando, the Flores brothers here to talk about a little bit. And they have gift cards to give out. So give us a call and we'll be happy to send you out a gift card. Do we have a caller, Tom?
We do, actually. She's not my neighbor, but, you know, go Bulldogs. Janet from Crown Point is calling. Janet, welcome to Let's Eat.
Oh, thank you. This is the first I've heard of this Taco Depot, and I'm so happy that you guys are showcasing them today because I had never heard of it, and our family is a huge Mexican family. So
when you go out to eat, what do you usually get?
You know what? I usually get flautas, quesadillas, or fajitas is mainly. But we used to go to a taco place that made the homemade taco sales, and they don't do it anymore. They closed. So I am, like, dying to come to your place. But what I wanted to ask you, at Christmas, we always cater Mexican. Do you do catering? I'm sorry, I called in 10 minutes after.
Yeah, we definitely do catering orders.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, it sounds so delicious.
She sounds like she's going to faint.
Yeah, we definitely do. We have, what we usually do is, like, we do, like, not say taco trays, but we do trays of meat, and we like heat it, we give you the tortillas on the side and the toppings.
Okay.
Yeah, like a taco bar, pretty much.
Yeah, love rice and beans and all that, right?
Yeah, yep, exactly. Huh?
So, when you do, can you do the Carlo tacos?
Definitely.
So you would just have those pre-made.
Oh, yeah, those only come pre-made, You definitely got to try come and try those. If you love Mexican food, you will definitely love the Carlo tacos.
Janet, when I was there doing Friends and Neighbors with these guys, It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We had to stop filming because they were making 30, 40 at a time at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
God.
And in the restaurant business, 2 to 4 is usually the time you're taking a nap or prepping or something or eating. You know, it's not the busy time. And these guys had a line of people out their door waiting for and I'm not exaggerating. That's exactly.
Yeah.
You know what, Janet? We're going to send you a gift card to Taco Depot out of Maryville from the two Flores brothers. And you know what? You're not going to taste anything like it. Get the Carlo taco and make sure you get you guys give the dipping sauce no matter what?
The dipping sauce comes with the quesadillas. For the tacos, that you got to buy it. It's $1.50 a cup, and it's enough for like six tacos.
It's worth it.
And you know what?
It's worth it, Janet.
And make sure you dip.
And invite me over, please.
Yeah,
I'm like 5 minutes from your house.
Dip that taco in there two or three times, and then you eat it. Because it's a whole different ball game, Janet. Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to have a new big crowd that's going to be going, because my family is huge Mexican lovers. So.
Well, thanks for calling
really
in.
Really looking forward to trying it. Thank you for being
And thanks for joining us on Lakeshore Public Radio.
Thank you, Jen.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. All right.
We got somebody else.
Who else we do.
Got
lines are lighting up. Brianna is calling, also not my neighbor, but from Crown Point, though. She's calling right now from Texas. Welcome.
Hi, Brianna.
Hi.
Have you ever had a Taco Depot taco or Carlo taco?
No, I haven't.
So what do you like to eat when you go out to a Mexican restaurant?
I like to eat sopes.
Sopes. We definitely have those there.
So you got a question for these guys here?
Yeah, what's your most like popular dish and like what all comes with it?
I would say that is our Carlo tacos, which is it's what's made with our barbacoa meat and originally with cilantro and onion. And that's probably
that sounds so good.
That's definitely a number one seller. And melted cheese.
Like, does sour cream or guacamole come on the side? Anything else?
You could definitely add that
on. Add it? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could custom make anything you want.
Or tequila.
Or tequila, yeah.
So,
that's usually in Alex's office.
Brianna, you're in Texas right now, okay?
Yes.
Who has better Mexican food, you think? Up here or down in Texas?
I would definitely say up there.
Said, don't you dare say Texas.
Wow.
Have you been eating a lot of Mexican food down in Texas?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, and it doesn't compare to up here?
No, I think it's just the way that they make things a lot different than I'm used to up there. Okay. So it could just be like a difference.
Okay. Well, you know what we're going to do? The Flores brothers, again, gave me a gift card. They slid it on the floor here. I picked it up moved it over with my foot. I put it in my pocket, and we're going to send you out a gift card to Taco Depot from Maryville. It's on 57th Street, and thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Folks, again, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call, and we'll send you out a gift card to Taco Depot in Maryville. It's on 57th Street. And we have the Flores brothers here joining us, and they brought all these delicious Carla tacos, Carla quesadilla. Do you have taco tacos?
Yeah, we have steak tacos, chicken, fish, shrimp. We actually saw delicious shrimp Carla tacos too, believe it or not.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's actually my go-to right there. It's the same thing, melted cheese, three pieces of grilled shrimp with some Carla seasoning on it, cilantro and onion with the dip. They're amazing.
All right, Nick, really quick, I got to let you know, there's only like four or five left. I know you're supposed to save some for your wife.
You know what, Tom?
You should probably...
I hit some.
Oh, yeah, never mind. I'm going to go,
so
I'm gonna go get those.
I have some for you.
I'm going to go get those then. Hold on a second.
Those are yours, Tom, for a hard day's work.
That's hilarious.
I'm sorry for laughing. You know, so your wife came up and she told you about the Carla's taco, or whatever she called it. I mean, where she found this new recipe, did they actually dip it in the oil, Alex?
That
came from there.
Yep, from the number one spot that we usually go to is like it was maybe a block away from her house in Mexico, and it was just some lady in the street, you know, with a little grill, and she just had like it's like a clay pot. There's I guess where she cooked the meat in. And just that little fat that was on top from cooking the meat, that's what she
just swiped the top, and that was it.
Yep, that's it. Got nice and crispy. And like I said, there, all they did was put the meat on it and, like, the cilantro and onion. And, you know, we just had to add the cheese.
Oh, they didn't have the cheese.
No.
So you do a traditional, like, hard shell taco?
Yeah, we have, like, hard shell beef tacos, steak tacos on flour.
See, now I feel bad all those times I went in and just got the regular barbacoa tacos when I'd go in for lunch when you guys were around the corner, realizing you had all of these, and it's always like, oh, I'll just take, like, the five soft shell tacos. And it's like, you guys are sweating back there making these Carla tacos, and it's like, I was never told about these. And, well, now I have to get back over there. It's been a while.
Definitely.
So let's talk about the moves, because you guys – you know, you're originally out by the mall. You're now in Maryville. You talked about like your wives are partners. Mom's in the kitchen. She's cooking, right?
Dad's dad's the one that taught me more than anything.
Yeah,
the recipes and all that. So pretty much just came down.
So what are the plans for the future for Taco Depot?
I've been talking about that too before we got on the air. What is your future plan?
The last couple of years, me and Alex have definitely started worrying more on the managing side, making sure we're good bosses where we don't have to do too much for like that. Hopefully soon we could open up a couple more and have them rolling, you know, instead of before, like I said, me and Alex were doing all the work, and now
Well, because of the volume of business, you're able to bring people in to do.
There's times I do jump in, I do have to go in there.
Yeah, definitely.
Every now
the last two, three hours of the
here,
day, we're
Tom has a good point. How about a food truck? You ever think about a food? You guys would be.
I wasn't even thinking about a food truck, but now I'm thinking about a food truck, Nick. And that's actually a good idea that I came up with.
I know.
We
actually just recently discussed it, and as far as a food truck, the only bad thing is that out of Northwest Indiana, Chicago region, it's a seasonal gig. You know what I mean? And to have to hire and rehire again and again, I think that would just be,
You could always pull the baseball manager move and just transition them back into the shop, and then send them back out in the summer, and they're the truck crew. Oh, yeah. But because I guess food trucks in Northwest Indiana seem to be a growing trend. They're big already in the city.
Now
is there an appetite for that for you guys? Have you gotten that? Have people asked you about expansion? Have people said,
come
out to Whiting or come out to Valpo or come out wherever?
Especially Portage.
Yeah, Portage. We get that a lot. Yeah. Portage.
Hobart's got a big, nice farmer's market.
Yeah. Well, so hopefully either this year or next year, we're definitely going to expand to number two.
Well, do you guys go out to any kind of farmer's markets? Or you guys do anything like that? Get out of your four walls?
We've done it a couple times, but we've
done a few events.
Yeah, but for the most part, I mean, the ones that we did weren't like a Lake County Fair type of, you know, it was a lot smaller. So maybe if we get into a fair or something next year. But as of now, we have our hands full at the Taco Depot and the four walls, you know.
We just got through the whole pandemic, you know, when it was really locked down. How did that affect you? And how did you keep your business growing at that time?
I just got to say, I actually think since COVID started, we actually got busier. I mean,
because you guys are carry out only, right?
No, you have no carry out location.
Yeah.
That's mostly carry out.
Yeah. Okay. We maybe only have seating for like, we used to have only for like maybe eight people.
We took over the other side.
We expanded to the next building over, and we actually do have a little, it's still a little dining room, but we do have at least like a good 10 tables.
Okay.
Yeah. So you don't have a carryout window. So how did that all work for you during that period of time?
We actually, for a while, we did curbside. I mean, we did whatever we had to do. We created a curbside system where, you know, people would come up, we'll give them a number, collect the money. We had walkie talkies. I had like 20 people working. It was a mess.
You guys got that much busier during that time. Oh, yeah, and what do you attribute that to?
I believe to, you know, other restaurants that were actually dining had to close down, and they were letting, you know, mostly just the carryout places stay open. So I believe that's why we got busier. And also at the same time, I mean, I guess people have never tried us at that time, and I guess they saw that, you know, we had really good food.
So you've seen new faces.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, we definitely did.
And so you feel like you retained all that?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Usually when someone tries to call a taco, I tell them, they're good, I'll see you in a couple of days. Well, they tell me, and I'll be like, I'll see you tomorrow. A lot of times, believe it or not, I'll see them again in a little while. I got to come up for my mother or something. Like, yeah, okay, you know.
Well, how does Uber and all those Grubhubs, how does that work for you guys?
Good. We have three tablets now. DoorDash is definitely the busiest. We actually have more in sales right now just with the tablets than we had in our old location.
That's crazy.
From
that's great.
Drive-thru. Oh, yeah. That's great.
That's good. You guys are two good guys. You guys deserve all that.
Thank you, sir. Very good.
So you make, I mean, side dishes. What kind of side dishes do you offer?
I'm going to start off with the rice and the beans, which is our staple. Nobody else has like beans like ours.
You know what the problem is? You have so many good things, you didn't bring them all.
We should have brought rice and beans.
We would definitely have brought a little food.
I don't know
truck,
who the guest is for next week, but I think they just got bumped. they got
for some rice and beans.
Beans and tamales, guys. You got to bring them next week, okay?
So, for example, our beans. Everybody uses pinto beans. We use a Peruan bean, which is called the Mayocoba bean, which is creamier, a lot lighter.
I got to take notes for this one. Hold on.
Yeah.
Because I use pinto beans
delicious.
At home. Yeah.
Yeah. They're actually delicious. Like, people say they don't like beans, and they'll try ours and they love our beans. Yeah. Same as our rice. Our rice is oven baked rice, and it's all because of Alex. Alex is the one that
makes
that happen.
So you bake
your
rice in the oven.
Yep. Yeah.
I like, rice. You know what?
That's so how first, I fry it.
It's great. Yep. Go ahead.
Fry it, then, you know, just bake it. You know, I stir it until it gets a little thick. Put it in the oven. Forget about it. Take it out. It's nice and fresh.
You know, people don't realize you can, like, rice peel off. You know, that's how I was taught to make rice pilaf. You take the pan, put your mirepoix on down there, you cook up your rice a little, get a little brown on it, put your liquid in there, throw it in the oven, and let it bake. And it's so much better than when it's on top of the stove.
You
know what, Nick? We're going to have to trade some recipes, man, because I love rice pilaf. And, you know, I might break a couple.
I'm going to trade them for Carla Tata.
I think that's a worthy investment there, Nick.
Yeah. So what other side do you offer?
We have another thing that's actually really, really famous is our corn bites. Huh. It's like, you know, the Mexican street corn.
Mm-hmm.
So we sell Mexican street corn. We got two different sizes, and now we also make like a fried version of it, which is like a fried deep corn, like
miniature. Like it feels like maybe a chicken nugget size.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, with sweet corn and butter inside of it, and then on the side you get a little dip of mayo. Cheese, you know, like that that powder cheese almost.
The cotija cheese.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you guys are going to be back next week. That's great.
You're making us hungry, you know, and we got all this food, right? And Tom is still getting food.
Still getting food.
So is that something you make from scratch?
Yeah.
The corn nugget stuff?
No, actually, we have started off making them from scratch. But it's just too much work. So we actually found somebody that makes them pretty similar to what we were making.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so especially with the quantity we sell now. We sell like 10 and 20 pieces, and we saw quite a bit every day.
So you say you do the Mexican street corn.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
still do that?
Yeah.
Explain
yeah.
what that is.
Go ahead, Alex.
That is just our sweet kernel corn. You know, we heat it up with our with butter. We add a little bit of sugar to it as well. And then once it's hot, we serve it in the cup. Usually you could get it regular. We just put the cotija cheese with the mayonnaise and a little bit of the, it's like the chili powder. It's called chile piquin.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could get that. And actually what we do sell a lot now is they ask for the elote cup like that, but they also ask for a bat that we put Flaming Hots on top of it. And okay. that's also selling
like
a
just
lot.
Cheetos, Flaming
yep,
Hots.
Yep,
yeah,
Flaming Hot
that's
Cheetos.
That's wild.
You know, it's crazy. You put Cheetos it seems like to be the trademark of the street corn is to put some mayo on it.
Yeah, mayo, oh, yeah, butter, and
I've never. To be honest, I've never had it like
and
that.
And the cheese that comes in it, it's almost like a Mexican Parmesan cheese. It has almost like the same smell, same texture, but it tastes a little differently.
You know what? I want to give somebody a little tip on your dipping sauce. Sure. Your dipping sauce is delicious. I want to call it an au jus. You call it a consommé.
Mm-hmm.
And folks out there, you can actually add their rice to it, and it's like a cup of soup. And when I was on Friends and Neighbors, I was drinking it. And it was, I mean, if I had a bad cold or something, I think it would just take it away. I mean, it was just delicious. So, Alex, you know, you're the man behind all the flavors and stuff. Is there anything you're working on in the future, something maybe a new flavor, a new item that you've been playing with?
Not at the moment right now.
Okay.
I mean, well, we're just trying to, I'm just kind of pretty much concentrating on just making sure that, you know, try to sell that consommé like there's no tomorrow.
Now, do you ever make a soup out of consommé? Do you guys have a soup?
Oh, yeah. No, we don't have soup, but...
for ourselves, really.
Yeah, for ourselves.
It's like my wife, that's your favorite thing, some consommé with some rice.
I'm telling you, that consommé with some rice,
that
take
would
some
be
home,
phenomenal.
Put some noodles in it, it's phenomenal.
Because, like,
it's
and that's an original, like, dish too, like that consommé, usually, like, in Mexico, it's like that, like, the same consommé, it's like in a soup, in a bowl, and all they do is put some of the meat, the barbacoa meat or whatever meat it is. They put a little bit of cilantro on top, and that's like a normal dish over there as well.
Who do you got, Tom?
We got a phone call again. This time we got Nathan from Maryville. Nathan, welcome to Let's Eat.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, couldn't be any better. Beautiful day and beautiful food.
Oh, absolutely. Big fan of Taco Depot myself. Carlos Tacos are just absolute chef kiss.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, thank you.
You have a question for the Flores brothers?
I do not. I actually saw somebody who was on air earlier. I posted about this on Facebook. I was like, I like Taco Depot. So, no, just you guys keep up the good work. You guys are absolutely killing it. I've turned a bunch of my friends and family on to you guys. And yeah, you guys are doing it right.
Thank you very much.
What are you getting besides the Carla tacos when you're in on when you go to Taco Depot?
Got to go Carla tacos, cilantro and onion and cheese. Got to get the consomme, and you got to get the cheesesteak bread.
Cheesesteak fries. There you go.
Yep.
So do you ever make anything out of the consomme?
No, I usually don't have enough to
finish.
I usually dip the tacos in it, and then once it's done, I'll drink it.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. That's what I did. So Orlando and Alex gave me a gift card to the Taco Depot in Maryville on 57th Street, and we're going to send that out to you, Nathan.
All right, I appreciate that.
Oh, we appreciate you calling in. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Nathan. Take care.
Absolutely. You guys keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Folks, we only got about 10 minutes left. You want to call in and talk to the guys from the Taco Depot? It's 769-9577. 769-9577. If you want to treat yourself to something, and you know what? What's cool is they're going to treat you to something. You got to try the Taco Depot in Maryville. So give us a call, 769-9577. So you make some drinks. What kind of drinks do you make? Because when I was there, you were like sitting there with the whipped cream and you're making...
those are famous shakes.
Yeah, we actually sell really good shakes now. We sell like a mazapan shake, which is like the staple of the Mexican candy. It's almost like a Mexican peanut butter. We sell horchata and an horchata shake. Do you know what horchata is?
Kind of. It's a long process to make, though. Do you make it from scratch?
Yeah, we make it from scratch.
It's a whole day process, isn't it?
Well, it depends. We have pretty good machinery that kind of cuts out the wait time.
Because you have to cook down all the stuff, and then you
it's actually not cooked.
Okay.
It's actually, you kind of just put the rice in the water and let it soak for
usually
overnight.
Right.
But
and then you put your seasoning in there with it, right?
Yeah, like basically just cinnamon.
Okay, sugars.
Yeah, so we...
And the rice gets a little soft.
Yeah.
Yep.
And but we actually have the equipment that we don't need to have. I can make a fresh batch from zero to nothing. In 5 minutes, I'll make five gallons, just like that.
There you go. That's
so you're not soaking the rice overnight and stuff like that. You're, this machinery is able to make it
fast. Yeah. It definitely just makes the rice into, like, powdery. So that's exactly what we need for it.
Yeah, and we also sell, which is actually very popular, which my dad gave me the recipe. It is a pineapple cucumber agua fresca, which is like a drink. People love it. I mean, that's... That is like almost tippy top with the horchata now.
Okay, so tell us how you do that.
It's whole pineapples, 2-3 cucumbers per 5 gallons, sugar, some lime juice.
And you grind it all up?
Yeah, liquefy it really good and strain it, and it's actually really good, but very refreshing.
Yeah, perfect on a hot summer day. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, today is not a hot summer day. Yeah,
but it sounds like it's
next
very
Friday. It might be when you guys are back.
it has a very nice, like very green, vibrant color.
Well, you know, your shakes, you just don't make the shakes. I mean, you guys do like Twinkie shakes.
Yeah,
tell us some of the different shakes you do.
Yeah, we have an horchata shake.
Oreo shake.
We have a mazapan shake.
Yeah, okay. Is that like marzipan like I'm used to?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. If you had the little with the little rose on it,
yeah.
So we make that into a milkshake. It's actually really, really good. A lot of people don't even know what a marzipan is, but when they try the milkshake, they're like, "Oh my god, I have to have it."
And you guys do what? What other desserts do you do?
Fried ice cream.
Explain how that's made.
All right, fried ice cream is first on the bottom of the plate. What we do is it's like buñuelos. It's made out of flour. What we do is we fry it.
It's like
elephant ear, but it's like little squares, and we mix it with cinnamon and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we do is we get 2 scoops of ice cream, and we either dip it in your choice of Frosted Flakes or Fruity Pebbles. So it's kind of like coating over like the ice cream ball. And then we put whipped cream, and either you could get chocolate sauce or strawberry sauce on top.
So you're not actually frying the ice cream?
No.
I was wondering about that, and I was like, you know what? Do they really fry the ice cream?
You know, there's only one
place. I've actually tried that, and it just doesn't really work.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
You have a deep fried milkshake in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Really.
So you guys don't do any, like, I know you're, but you don't do any, like, standard American food, like burgers or anything like that.
No. The only thing we have is chicken tenders for the kids.
Yeah.
Really, that's about it. I figured you can get everything else everywhere else. So we want to just specialize in what we make, and that's it. You know.
At home, when we got to get our toddler to eat vegetables, we make him Mexican pizza, which is a quesadilla. Kid loves pizza, but he'll pick all of the vegetables off of a pizza. And so making the quesadilla. So just dump the chicken tenders and then just start calling, you know, a quesadilla, a little kid's quesadilla, just a Mexican pizza. And they're none the wiser, and then mom and dad can be like, you know what, just put extra onion, some tomato, some extra veggies on there, because that's honestly, it's the only way we can get our toddler to eat vegetables is with quesadillas. Yeah. So
that's how I trick my kids, too. Smart man.
There you go. Great minds, they think alike.
Exactly.
So how do you keep your guacamole green?
We keep it green by making it all day long. We don't, like some people make a huge batch in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We make 10 batches in a day.
Oh, really?
Yes. Everything is super fresh.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. How do you guys make your guac?
See, like everybody puts the pico and stuff. If you want it in it, we do, but more traditional from where we come from.
It's probably
Mexico.
Pretty basic. Go ahead.
It is. Go ahead, Alex. Tell them how we make our aguacate.
Like ours is just, it's more of the, you know, just the pure aguacate. All we do is put a little bit of a hot sauce, a little bit of lime. And a little bit of salt, and that's pretty much it. Yeah,
that's it. Now, do you guys?
We mash it.
You mash it, so it's not like a chunky avocado. It's more of like a whipped avocado.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, how many family members you got working in there?
Actually, before it used to be a lot. Now, it's really just me, Alex, both of our wives. So my mom makes the tamales.
My dad's there just, you know, supervising.
Oh, support. Moral support, it's called.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't even see the air quotes around there for supervising.
And, my sister helps us out sometimes. But for the most part, we when we have had family, and it's better to have people that you could tell them what to do without, you know.
I feel like you're pushing them too far.
Exactly. All of a sudden, you're not invited to the birthday party next
week. Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, we're getting through the fall. We're going to get up to the fall here, and then there's going to be Halloween. Do you guys do seasonal items? Do you guys change up, like, you know?
Maybe with milkshakes, really, but not too much.
No, like, maybe more of, like, since we are Catholic, say maybe in the time like Lent starts, that's what we do. Bring in more, like, we kind of advertise more of like fish tacos and stuff like that.
So I know Mexico being, you know, obviously south of the border, fall there is a lot different than fall here. But are there traditional seasonal foods in Mexico, things that you typically eat in, you know, the cooler months versus the warmer months down there?
Yeah, there definitely is. Like, for example, pozole. I don't know if you ever heard of pozole, which is like almost like a soup. For the most part, I've visited Mexico a lot. I have a lot of family over there, but I'm born and raised in Chicago, so I wouldn't know how to tell you exactly. but
pretty much all I know is when, like, in the cold months, they just eat more of like pozole, menudo, just like the soupy kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay. Like chicken soups and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay.
So everyone goes to a Mexican restaurant for flan. Do you guys do flan?
Not anymore.
No. And why is that?
It takes too long.
But that's actually maybe something in the future that I might bring back, though.
Alex makes delicious flan. Well, we used to sell quite a amount, but just in order to make so many to be able to sell them, we'd need a whole.
Do you sell a lot of dessert other than shakes? Do you sell like a lot of
dessert? Yeah, we sell like a lot of churros.
Do you make your own churros?
We don't. We have a really good supplier, even though they're really hard to come by now. We had 4 different flavors for about a year. And the last
4 different flavors. I always thought they were just cinnamon and sugar.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Filled.
Yeah,
like,
so they got like the
filling. Oh, like chocolate inside or like strawberry?
Chocolate, strawberry, Bavarian cream.
Oh, man.
We had 4 different flavors, and the last month, it's been, or last couple of weeks, they've been really hard to come by. Really hard.
Interesting. All right. Yeah. Hopefully, you guys can secure some for next week.
Yes. my guest is listening for next week. Right. I'm going to be getting a phone call. I better look up there if I'm getting a phone call or not. You guys, this is probably more for you, Alex. Do you ever think about getting into any contests? Are there any contests out there, some cooking contests that you might, you know, want to enter?
I mean, if there was, I know we were in the, like, recently, what was it, like a year or two, maybe 2 years ago, no? Like the...
We made it to the quarterfinals of the best taco in Northwest Indiana.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
And how did you enter that? Where was that through?
We got entered in just by our customers.
Yeah, customers, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I think that was on Instagram. I voted for you guys every step of the way.
Really?
Yeah. Thank you. I think Local 219
did it,
I believe.
I don't exactly remember what it was.
Run by Alan. But yeah, I tried to rig it to get you guys to win, but I'm only one vote, unfortunately.
Folks, believe it or not, Tom, we're drawing toward the end of the hour here. And, anything I missed, Alex, anything you want to talk about? I'm sorry, Orlando. I pointed at Orlando instead of Alex. I mean, your brothers, you look the same. Go ahead.
Yeah, for the most part, just want to thank you guys for having us on here. Hopefully, everybody listening. Hopefully, we made your mouth water with the Carla tacos and quesadillas. And I've been dying for a chance to get on the radio, and here I am. You know,
there you are, man. Welcome. Welcome.
How about you, Alex? Anything you would like to...
Same. I just, you know, for the people that haven't tried us, you know, hopefully you get out there and, you know, they... That, you know, will be their new Mexican
DoorDash,
spot.
We deliver, Uber.
Well, you know what we need to know is your phone number, your address, Facebook or website, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so...
Since you're the social guy.
Yeah, so address is 851 West 57th Avenue. Phone number is 219-239-2167. I'm really good with numbers, by the way.
Hours of operation?
Open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. We're closed on Sunday because, you know, we got to go to church. Facebook, we're on Taco Depot, home of the mini burrito. You can't miss us. We actually just won an award for the busiest or the most followers for a Mexican restaurant in all Northwest Indiana.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, real good. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, Tom, this is you can tell when this hour went by really quick.
We got a lot of callers. Always great to hear from the people who love Taco Depot. Some hopefully some new fans as well. I still need to swing over to the new place. It's been a while. I apologize, guys. And no now problem. That you're here, I have to go we'll back and return. I'll have to return the flavor
next Friday,
and hopefully you get all of the those churro flavors back in stock before I show up.
You know, they could go on our website, lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
Radio.org,
and they'll see all the pictures.
Well, that's on Facebook. Search for Lakeshore Public Radio. The podcast for the show as well will be up hopefully this afternoon. If not, by Monday morning, you guys can share it out with everybody and, hype the radio, debut. You know,
and then we're doing the Friends and Neighbors, and that's in early in September. That'll be on the air on channel 56.1. That's what I get. I don't have cable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and awesome. So you'll watch it on TV, and you can see what these handsome guys look like, and you can see the food that we're talking about. And, Tom, we're at the end of the hour, so I've got to say goodbye to everyone. Have a great weekend. It's beautiful out there. Be safe. And Yasu!